The world powers and Iran will meet virtually today to discuss a possible return of the U.S. to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, also commonly known as the Iran nuclear deal.
Washington welcomed news of the meeting and says it's ready to take mutual steps to return to a deal. The meeting brings together the body that oversees the implementation of the agreement. That would mean the convergence of officials from Iran, China, Russia, France, Germany, and Britain. The European Union announced the meeting in a statement and says discussion will include ways to ensure the full and effective implementation of the deal.
The U.S. President Joe Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump, withdrew from the accord in 2018. But Trump also reimposed U.N. sanctions, prompting Iran to violate some of the pact's nuclear restrictions in retaliation. But Mr. Biden has promised to rejoin the agreement on the condition that Tehran first returns to respecting the commitments that abandoned.
Iran, though, wants the U.S. to end sanctions imposed by Mr. Trump before it rolls back measures. In February, it started producing uranium metal, despite being warned by world powers that it constitutes another violation of the 2015 nuclear deal. Uranium. Iran has long maintained that its nuclear program is meant for peaceful purposes, not for making a bomb.
So what comes next for the Iran nuclear deal? Well, for more, Simon Marks is joining us live. So, Simon, this looks like a potential breakthrough in a supposedly deadlocked effort to bring the U.S. back into the nuclear deal. But what will it really take to break the U.S.-Iran impasse?
It's going to be a complicated negotiation. There's no doubt about that whatsoever, Julie. But it certainly appears that there is now a glimmer of hope. And that will please some Democrats on Capitol Hill who were concerned that President Biden had kind of kicked the idea of pushing forward with a return to the JCPOA into the long grass while he sought to focus on COVID-19, economic stimulus, and other more pressing domestic matters. Now the State Department says that it's welcoming this statement from the Europeans, that the Biden administration is willing to sit down and advance a conversation about how the United States might return to the Iran nuclear deal, from which, of course, former President Donald Trump peremptorily pulled it while he was in charge at the White House. It's all going to come down to sequencing, with the Iranians saying that the Americans have to lift sanctions and the Americans saying, well, the Iranians have to commit to returning to full compliance with the agreement. So negotiating the finer points of that will, as ever, prove to be relatively complex. But the clock is ticking because Iran has a presidential election coming up in June, and there is pressure on the Biden administration by some of those Democrats on Capitol Hill to try and advance all of this side of that election in a bid to boost the prospect of reformists inside Iran, who many up on Capitol Hill would like to see triumph again in Iran's election. So a glimmer of hope. Let's see where it goes.
Nuclear security seems to be the theme of the day today, Simon. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, he's set to meet with his counterparts from Japan and South Korea. What's likely to be on the agenda when they meet?
Yeah, this is a big deal, a face-to-face meeting between Jake Sullivan and his South Korean and Japanese opposite numbers right here in the United States. This is going to be another opportunity, as the Biden administration has already done. Remember that it sent Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to Tokyo and Seoul just a few days ago to rally support for what President Biden has characterized as the coalition of democracies that he wants to put together, a united front in terms of U.S. Approaches towards China. But also behind the scenes, this is going to be an opportunity for Jake Sullivan again to encourage Japanese and South Korean officials to find ways of improving cooperation between their two countries at a time of some pretty serious hostility and enmity. The Biden administration is going to be arguing that a united front is vital if the United States and its allies and partners in the region is successfully going to confront China. and that therefore it's really important for the South Koreans and the Japanese to find ways of cooperating in a more functional fashion. So that, I think, is going to be underpinning this conversation, which, of course, will focus on military-to-military ties, America's desire for a nuclear-free Korean peninsula.
Simon Marks, thank you, as always. Simon Marks reporting live from Washington, D.C.